I'm Johnny Freeman.
From the Bro Radio newsroom, I'm Rosa Bembo. Para Dealand North MS Joe Martin has criticised the condition of the Heath Hospital in Cardiff, saying parts of the building are quite literally falling apart. Martin says he saw crumbling floors and plaster, missing ceiling tiles exposing electrical wiring, and parts of a lift held together with gaffer tape during a recent visit. He's called on the Welsh Government to prioritise NHS infrastructure, while ministers say officials are working with Cardiff and Vale University Health Board to address the most urgent risks. Four teenagers have been arrested after a deliberate fire gutted a historic Riola house in Neath, Port Talbot. The Grade 2 listed mansion, designed by renowned architect John Nash, was badly damaged in the blaze. South Wales Fire and Rescue Service tackled the fire, which caused significant damage to the historic building. Police are investigating the circumstances surrounding the fire, with four teenagers arrested in connection with the incident. Calls for a new Lido to be built in Barry have resurfaced, with residents saying that the area is in dire need of improved leisure facilities. The campaign is calling for a new swimming pool in Lido, which supporters say would provide a much-needed space for the community and improve the town's appeal. Residents believe a new facility could benefit families, young people and visitors while providing a boost to the local area. A new project is being launched across the beaches in the Vale of Glamorgan to help monitor changes to the coastline, with residents and visitors encouraged to get involved. CoSnap allows members of the public to take photographs from designated points and upload them, creating a long-term record of how the coastline changes over time. This will help researchers understand coastal erosion and the impact of climate change on the area. For sport, Wales head coach Craig Bellamy has lost another member of his backroom staff. James Robery has decided to leave his part-time role with the national team to concentrate on his position as assistant manager at Stoke City. The 41-year-old has combined both roles since joining Stoke in January 2025. His departure follows out of Bellamy's number two, Pete Kramers, who left in July to become head coach of club
NXT.
More
local news for the Vale of Glamorgan.
Head to broradio.fm.
Install Skip Hire are one of the leading skip hire, tipper and grab lorry companies in the Vale, offering a range of waste disposal solutions across South Wales. Our specialists have over 20 years' experience, so you can be assured of excellent customer service. But don't just take our word for it. Check out our 5-star rating on Facebook. We also offer eco-friendly disposal options, converting 95% of our waste into renewable energy, so you can rest easy knowing your waste doesn't go to waste. Find out how Install Skip Hire can help you on 01446 421 072.
Memoria Cardiff and Glamorgan invite you to visit their beautiful memorial park on Port Road East. Come and take a look around the peaceful grounds, where they offer both cremation and burial plots designed to provide a lasting place of remembrance. Meet the friendly team who will be on hand to answer any questions and guide you through the options available. Find out more at cardiffandglamorganmemorial.co.uk or call 01446 724 042.
It's easy to report an issue to the Vale of Glamorgan Council, whether it's an abandoned car, dog fouling, fly tipping, graffiti, missed recycling or black bag collections, streetlight issues, potholes, public toilets, dangerous trees or traffic signal faults. All of these and more can easily be reported to the relevant council team in a matter of minutes. Just go online and search Report It, Vale of Glamorgan.
You're listening to The Vale This Week from Bro Radio. I'm Nathan Spackman. On this week's edition, parents and carers of children who are under five in the Barry area are being urged to take up the offer of hepatitis A vaccines for their children after an outbreak in the town has seen 11 confirmed cases. We'll speak to Dr. Chris Williams from Public Health Wales and put some of your questions to him this evening. Tomorrow is GCSE results day, with around 5.5 million students from across the UK collecting their results. We'll sit down with careers advisor from Careers Wales, TJ Stables, to talk about some simple advice to help you out. We're into the last 2 weeks of the summer holidays, and you might be starting to think about back to school. We'll find out more about a local pre-loved school uniform event next week that's hoping to help people make the cost of returning back to school just a little bit more affordable. and it's a busy week of events. Dav will have your full roundup, and Celia will sit down with the organisers of Paintworks, a brand new graffiti and street art festival taking place in Central Park this weekend. First, though, let's look at that hepatitis A outbreak in the town of Barry. Parents and carers of children who are five or under in the town are being urged to take up the offer of a vaccine. It comes as an outbreak of hepatitis A has seen 11 confirmed cases since December 2025. The free vaccines are being offered at Barry Hospital up until Saturday, the 22nd of August. Dr. Chris Williams is a consultant epidemiologist at Public Health Wales and joined me earlier today to answer some of your questions about hepatitis A and the vaccine being offered. We began by finding out a bit more about hepatitis A and some of the symptoms that parents might notice.
So hepatitis A is a viral infection that affects the liver. It can affect people of any age, but younger children often have very mild symptoms or hardly any symptoms, but they can still pass on the virus, hence why we're targeting younger children in this outbreak. If you do get symptoms, you can get a fever, loss of appetite, feeling sick, some tummy pain, diarrhea or loose stools, dark urine, pale stools, and jaundice, yellowing of the eyes and the skin. And if you do, if children do, or adults do get symptoms, there could be hepatitis, parents could contact their GP or NHS 111.
What are some of the key differences? People have heard of hepatitis and various strains. What are the differences between the strains that people might have heard of?
Yeah, so people have probably heard of hepatitis A, B, and C, or there's D and E also exist. They're all called hepatitis because they're to do with inflammation of the liver. It doesn't mean that they're the same viruses at all. Actually, they're very different, with different origins, etc. Hepatitis A is something that's spread through tiny traces of poo, really, from infected people. You pass it out in your feces, and it can get onto hands, food or surfaces, and therefore pass onto someone else through what they eat. It can also be passed on through food items if those become contaminated, and there have been outbreaks, for example, ones linked to sort of frozen berries and things like that, where that contamination has happened at source. And occasionally shellfish can be an issue because of the same route, essentially. So that's why hand washing is particularly important, especially with young children and adults, after using the toilet, changing nappies before preparing food or eating. The other hepatitis, hepatitis B and C, main exposure associated with exposure to infected blood, so things like unsafe injections, occasionally healthcare procedures, rarely transfusions, and they can cause long-term or chronic infection. Although, there's more detail I'll tell you about, I'll leave that for another time. Hepatitis A is normally a short-term infection, although, several weeks, and it can be quite nasty, but most people recover fully without any specific treatment.
And we're going to ask some questions now that have come through from listeners. The first one comes from Chris. He asks, is it known what the source of the strain is, and is it linked to poor bathing water quality and sewage that's been entering seas and rivers locally?
So the first thing is that these cases are linked together, actually, because the virus we found looks very similar, so actually we can get it down through its genes to look at comparable viruses. So all of these viruses that we're finding in Barry are very, very similar when you look at their genetics. We don't know exactly where the first case came from, but it does have similarities with strains that we've seen from overseas travel, for example. So that's probably where it initially came from, although we can't be certain. In terms of the poor bathing quality in sewage, so in terms of our cases, so they've been starting since about December. You can imagine they've not been reporting, and we've asked them, swimming in rivers in the sea. That's not thought to be the source for any of them, as they just haven't done that kind of thing, particularly in Barry. What can be confusing, I've mentioned shellfish, but in areas not obviously Barry, but in areas where maybe there's more hepatitis A infection, and also people produce shellfish for eating. If it goes into the sea there, occasionally shellfish beds can be contaminated, and that's classically a way of acquiring hepatitis A, particularly if you travel abroad. But we don't think that that's an issue in this outbreak. We are keeping an open mind, and we'll always look at all possibilities. We don't think that that's happening. We think it's essentially spreading, having been introduced. We think it's spreading from person to person, in between households, and also through some contact outside households.
So next question comes from Emma Reynolds. She asked, why is the vaccination only being offered to 5 and unders? My daughter will receive the vaccine, but my 6-year-old won't. And he even had a case in his school back in June.
So it's an understandable question. You know, you think, why is there this cutoff with, if you've got children of different ages? The main reasons are that it's particularly children under 5 that are like, they're the least likely to have symptoms. So they may have the infection and not know it, and therefore they can pass it on. And also we do tend to have this sort of cutoff around the age of 5, which is when children start to have better hygiene and be able to, you know, function properly at school. But children under the age of 5 aren't so good at hand washing and hygiene, and therefore they're more likely to pass it on to other people. And some of the finer points of the dates to do with the fact that obviously it's been going on for a while, so we've included a cutoff of children who may have been, you know, on their way to school, and now they're now 5 as of 1st of September, which I think is the cutoff.
And coming in there on the hygiene side of things, obviously that's something that became more of a thing around the COVID pandemic. Is that something that parents could consider potentially, is making sure that their children are kind of washing their hands and going through those processes that we've kind of all become the norm since the pandemic to try and reduce the spread of potential infection too?
Hand washing is an important message. It helps prevent not just things like hepatitis A, but lots of other infections. And all of us is around with you all the time. It's a vomiting causing bug. So yes, encouraging hand washing in everybody before, after going to the toilet, before preparing food, after eating. This is very important, but we just recognise that doesn't always work perfectly in children aged under 5.
And Kim asked a similar question, really, about children not being vaccinated at school age, as they're most likely to spread it. She also asked, though, what's being done to look at locating the source of the original outbreak?
We're concentrating on trying to stop the onward spread now, because from what we can see, that's what's happening. It is, as I said, spreading between households, in and outside the household. And that's what we need to try and stop. There's always going to be the risk of further imported cases, as I say, from travel or food or whatever. But that's not what we think is happening here. We'll keep looking out for sources, and we work with colleagues across the UK looking at things like hepatitis and where infections might come from. And again, regarding not vaccinating the school-aged children, yes, we could have said all children up to the age of 10, we could have said all children up to the age of 15, but at some point it's a good idea to target the most effective group. And we think that to stop transmission, and there's evidence of this, we've reviewed previous outbreaks and situations like this, that it's those aged up to 5 are the ones that are the most likely to contribute. So we get the most benefit from introducing this vaccination into those age groups.
And Rob has raised some concerns about the vaccination. Are there any kind of key side effects of the vaccine? And what's your response to people who are maybe a bit concerned about giving their children more vaccinations?
Obviously, people are concerned about giving vaccines, but vaccines are, you know, one of the best ways of protecting people's health. Actually, they've had the biggest impact worldwide in controlling communicable diseases after things like clean water. Hepatitis A vaccine is a well-established vaccine we've been using for decades. It doesn't contain the live virus. It can't cause hepatitis A. It's very safe and effective. It's over 90% effective after a few days. You will probably get mild side effects, and most common one being the sort of soreness around the injection site. You could get mild fevers, etc. But it's good. It will protect that individual child. It will also protect the family around them. And adults and older people and vulnerable groups like immunosuppressed people can be quite vulnerable to this infection and can get really sick. So an infection in a small child that could pass to an adult can become really serious. So by preventing that child from getting it with vaccination, you're also protecting the adults around them and any other vulnerable people. It has been used to control hepatitis A outbreaks in the past, and in fact we've used it several times in this particular outbreak, you know, in schools and nurseries, and since I've been working in Wales for a few years now, it's been used in other parts of Wales. It's been in North Wales, other parts of South Wales. Quite often, if we find a few cases, one or two, even very few cases in the school or nursery, we'll go and do the whole class or sometimes the whole school, and it's not really associated with any major problems there. And it does, if you go that little bit more widely, it does help control the outbreak, and that's what we're hoping for here.
So for anyone who's got a child under 5, what do they need to do, what do they need to know to get their child the vaccination at Barry Hospital before the 22nd of August?
So we've colleagues have worked very hard to get lists of people who live in Bellew age 1 to 5 or who attend childcare with schools. What that will happen is that the parents or carers will get a text message or a letter from Cardiff and Vale University Health Board inviting them to call the vaccination team to make an appointment. So please do make an appointment. We're not wanting people just to turn up just in case it's too many at once. But the vaccinations are taking place at Bally Hospital throughout this week. If your child is eligible, but you've not just yet had an invitation, you can call the vaccination team with a number that we've given in the release. So 02921 841 234.
That was Dr. Chris Williams from Public Health Wales talking to us about the Hepatitis A outbreak. There's more details about the vaccination process and the events taking place at Barry Hospital on the news pages this evening at broradio.fm. So next on The Vale this week, after A-level results last week, tomorrow it's the turn of GCSE results, with around 5.5 million students across the UK collecting their results. Many pupils and parents will be feeling just a little bit nervous in advance of collecting those. Earlier today, I caught up with TJ Stables, who's a careers advisor for Careers Wales, and she began by talking a little bit about how pupils and parents might be feeling this evening and some simple tips to help stay calm ahead of results.
I think, if possible, try and get a good night's sleep tonight. Might be impossible, but try and reach out for a bit of support from friends and from family, or doing something that maybe helps you to relax tonight. Tomorrow morning, when it's results day, very often people can get quite emotional. They've got a lot invested in a piece of paper that comes out of a brown envelope. So I always tell people to kind of take a moment, take a breath, don't panic, look after yourself, okay? I have, funnily enough, just had a conversation this morning with somebody, and they really didn't know how many options they had, how many choices, how in control of their own careers they really were. And so that's really how I would reassure people on results day, is to say, you've got more skills and choices and resources than you know. So reach out for help, but please don't panic.
And also, more importantly, this is a position that everyone's in at some point in their life. It may have had a different name in the past as a thing.
Absolutely.
But everyone does this, don't they? Everyone goes through this period.
Yeah, it's one of those parts of life that are unavoidable. And there will, of course, be some people who leave delighted with the contents of their results envelope, and there will be some who are not. And that's okay, because actually, you know, your life's career isn't defined by one moment in time. For me, a career is a series of skills and learning and experiences. I've absolutely met some incredibly successful people who didn't leave school happy with their qualifications. So it's doable. You've got time to turn this around. 16-year-old you is not going to be the same person as 36-year-old you.
And at this point as well, there's lots of support. We spoke to your colleague Sean last week around A-level results with this as well. And you know, while some people might not get the results they hope for, there's plenty of support to help them find a new path, or stay on the same path, but just take a slightly different direction.
Yeah, absolutely. As somebody who's a real careers advisor, and I work in a real school with real people, I say this all the time, that you've got options, you've got choices, and you are in control of this. But there's tons of advice on our Working Wales website and on the Careers Wales website. We've got people that are based in schools and based in our regional offices all across Wales, ready and waiting to help you. You can get in touch by our web chat. You can phone us up on the 0800 number. You can pop into one of the offices. There's loads of ways of getting help and support. And I would say this to the families as well as to the young people, because very often it's the families that are really worried, and they don't really understand what, you know, the contents of that envelope might mean for the young person in their lives, you know. So, you know, families as well can be worried as well as the young person involved.
And you mentioned that person you've spoken to today about all the different types of options available. Maybe if someone else is feeling like that, I don't really know where I'm going to go next. Tell us about some of those options that are available that people might not even have thought about at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes, you know, you need to take a little sideways step in your career, and it might be because you're tired. It might be because you've got to change direction. Lots of reasons. So you could you know, maybe if you're thinking initially, okay, well, I'm going to do GCSEs and then I might go on to do sixth form next. And then after sixth form, I might do university. You might not be quite ready for that, you know, and so a sideways step might be to do something like, I don't know, digital learning with an Open Uni Access course, or do some micro credentials. I notice on your webpage, you do a micro credential in radio. You know, these are all really valuable skills and experiences that you can pick up along the way. And sometimes it's not a binary choice. It's not a, I will do that, then that. Sometimes it's, do you know what I can do working and also do some learning by myself online. I can be independent about how I learn, and then I can carry on with my career. Apprenticeships, you know, a fabulous way, always popular, learning and working at the same time. You know, there's lots of employers out there who will be delighted to train young people up. And, you know, I know of employers locally who actually will, you know, pay for people's training that will take them for years into the future. And give them fabulous careers. So there is lots of help out there, but not necessarily where you would expect it.
And it feels like now more than ever, there are so many more opportunities and ways that people can go. It's not just that academic route. There's lots and lots of opportunities and lots of areas for whatever your skills, your background, your experience, or how you currently feel.
Yeah, certainly. I had a real customer, fabulous 16-year-old who was thinking about sixth form. And actually, you know, we had that guidance conversation. We had, you know, we took a real deep dive into the circumstances. And actually, it turns out she's going to go and do an apprenticeship course in college to do equestrian, because equestrian was a hobby. You know, that's not something you would see on a college webpage. It's something you've got to look for. So get some help and support, you know, that there's so many things out there you probably don't even know about.
And if people are listening as a parent or a pupil and want to access that support, how can they get in touch today, tomorrow, in the weeks ahead to be able to access that support?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a free phone number, 0800 028 4844. Pop into one of our local career centres. You can contact us via Careers Wales or the Working Wales web pages. We've got people on hand that you can do digital conversations with them. We can also help you book in for an appointment face to face. It really depends on, you know, what you would like to do. But there's help all across Wales. So yeah, just reach out, please.
Well, the best of luck to everyone collecting their GCSE results, and thanks to TJ for joining us earlier on today. Right now, let's get a roundup of sport here in the Vale of Glamorgan, including a late winner for Barrytown United, continuing their unbeaten run in the Cymru Premier. Here's the roundup with Mike.
In football, Barrytown United continued their unbeaten start to the Cymru Premier with their third win in a row. This was courtesy of a 1-0 victory at home against Cardiff Met. But it's not the same story in the Cymru South, as Llantwit Major lost another game there, and that's 3 out of 3 for them at the start of the season, and they're rooted to the bottom of the Cymru South after failing to pick up a point so far. And the Barrytown United ladies team, they continue their pre-season preparation as they look to have a good start to the Agram Premier League. And the senior ladies team and the under-19s both had pre-season matches against Carmarthen Town, where this aim of this is just to get sort of a bit of fitness, bed new players in, and get them ready towards the start of the season. But in rugby, a number of the Vale teams have struggled to get all their planned pre-season matches played, as the prolonged dry spells have left pitches really dangerous in almost a concrete-like state. And this means that they haven't been able to really play much full contact, as there's a player safety and welfare issue playing on pitches so tough like that. And then in ice hockey, the Cardiff Devils are having a good push towards the start of the season and hoping to continue the success of last season. They've had two good pre-season wins, which is vital for bringing in the new players they've had, and they build towards, again, the start of their season, which is just over a month's time now, where they first play the competitive match in the Challenge Cup. Before they move to the Elite Hockey Ice Hockey League games. And for more sport, listen to Bro Radio on a Monday night from 7, or you can listen again at broradio.com or through the Bro Radio app.
So you're listening to The Vale This Week from Bro Radio. We're into the last 2 weeks now of the summer holidays, and you might be starting to think about back to school. With more families struggling with the cost of living, Rhiannon has found out more about a project in Barry that's aiming to support people with the return of its pre-loved school uniform sale next week.
With summer holidays coming to an end, many families' attention will be turning to back to school purchases. But new research reveals 87% of parents in Wales say rising cost of living has reduced what they have available for back to school and autumn purchases, with 80% now cutting back elsewhere to cover the cost. Next week, the Pre-Loved project in Barry will run its popular school uniform sale with thousands of pre-loved items available. Stuart Burnell is one of its founders and told us how the Pre-Loved project came about.
Pre-Loved project is a pre-loved shop for children's items. We sell clothes, toys, books, furniture, nursery items, all that have been pre-loved and donated at what we feel are very affordable prices to try and help people with the cost of raising children these days, which is incredible.
A new survey this week says almost 8 in 10 families have cut back on at least one area to afford back to school or September routine costs. Stuart says impact of cost of living is something they hear about daily from customers.
Every customer that we have in one way or another is impacted, some more than others, obviously. But whether it's not being able to take the kids out to Folly Farm for the day because taking four people costs £100, or simply not being able to go to the island for an afternoon because the cost of an ice cream is £30 for five people. When I was growing up, that was never really an issue. We'd go to Barry Island for the day. I wasn't well off by any means, but you could afford to do it once or twice a year, and it was a nice day out. Now I think people have to plan so far ahead. Things change. Cost of fuel goes up constantly. And there's always that looming dread at the end of the summer holidays of having to buy the school uniform.
Pre-Loved Project first started running its school uniform events 18 months ago to help reduce the cost of school uniforms for families, but also stop good quality items which children have outgrown from going to landfill.
We're friends with quite a few people who are young parents, new parents, or even people who've done it two or three times in the past but have realised the cost has risen so much. But not only that, they were also realising how much of the items that they bought, once the kids had grown up, there was nothing to do with it. So it would either, they'd offer it to friends, but if the friends didn't want it 99% of the time, it would end up in the refuse centre in a tip. I mean, we sell the bags for a fiver here, which we've been doing now for 18 months. I would say on a conservative day, we do 150 to 180 pounds worth of money, and the average bag has 20 to 30 items in. You do the maths, that's thousands of items a day that would have ended up in a tip in landfill if we weren't doing what we were doing. That can be perfectly used again and again and again. This is the third year we've done it. Last year was amazing. We had 50 to 60 people queuing up outside the door. When we got here at 9 o'clock, we don't open till 10, and they were already queuing up past Specsavers up Newland Street. And it was a bit of a free-for-all when we opened the doors then. And it wasn't unsafe by any means, but it felt uncomfortable at stages because there were so many people in the shop. So this year we decided to give people a chance. So we've ticketed the event from 10 until 12:30. It's £5 a ticket. We're doing it half-hour slots. We've limited to 10 tickets per slot. For the £5, you get your first bag of uniform for free, so you're not actually paying anything. You're just pre-buying it, if anything. But it makes it a little bit more controllable for us and the other shops on the street, to where, it's not fair that customers are queuing up outside our shop and then people next door not being able to get into theirs because the queue is going around the corner. So it makes it a little bit more manageable for everybody and a little bit more comfortable as well, I think.
With 74% of families saying they have overspent against their planned summer holiday budget, Stuart says impact of the project on some families has been huge.
We have two types of people. We have the people who come in here who buy pre-loved because they want to, because they think it's the right thing to do, because they realise that the quality is there and these items can be used over and over again, and there's no need to buy brand new items over and over again, especially the branded items that can be so expensive. And then on the other scale, we'll have people who we hear walking around the shop saying that the school uniform is going to stop them eating this week. And we've had people crying in here because they've spent money on uniform in supermarkets or uniform stores or whatever, and they've come in here and then realised that they could have got it so much cheaper And the, you know, the £30-35 that they've spent somewhere else could have gone on food. We've had videos made from us last year by us, another social media company, which went viral all across the UK. And we had people ringing us from Newcastle, Nottingham, Scotland, saying, we're never going to come to the shop, but I want to help. And they were buying bags in advance for people and telling us to make a judgment when they got to the till if we think that we could use the pre-bay bag and let them have the clothes for free, basically. And I think there was about £150 worth of donations in 2 days just from that one video. People that would never come and people will never know who bought it for them. It was just incredible.
As a store, the Pre-Love Project's profits are reinvested into projects and events to make activities outside of school terms affordable and accessible for everyone.
My children are 23 and 25. It's been years since I've had to focus on anything to keep kids occupied during the summer. But again, we do the events during most of the school holidays. We'll do them at Christmas, we'll do them at Easter, but the majority of them are in the summer. And it's what we were set up to do. It's what we spend any of the profits that the shop makes, which it isn't designed to make a profit, but if it is, we use that money then to buy the materials to be able to do the workshops at a reduced, you know, £3 or £5, whatever it is, for the tie-dye workshops or the bath bomb workshop or the Build-A-Bear workshop we had last week. And it's something that the parents can do if they've got two or three children. It's still under £20. They come in here for an hour. They can get a 99p ice cream, which, you know, to quote a gentleman from Sigma 9, should have been happening. If we can do it as a single shop, a 99p ice cream without losing money, then anybody can. And the ice cream, to be fair, has taken off ridiculously well. And it's nice ice cream too.
The Pre-Love Project's autumn term school uniform sale runs from Monday the 24th of August to 30th of August, with the project looking for volunteers to assist with sorting items ahead of the sale.
So to book the tickets, there are a few tickets left on the later. I think 10 and half past 10 are now full. There are one or two still left on 11 and 12. If you just go to the website, which is preloveproject.org, there are all of the events that we run on there. The workshops and everything will be listed. The Christmas stuff that we do with the grottos and stuff will be listed on there in the next couple of months. But yeah, just go onto the preloveproject.org, click the event, and then book your tickets on there, and then we'll see you from Monday. The event will run all week, so there's no immediate rush. We have literally tens of thousands of items downstairs ready to come out. Yeah, and if you're bored on Sunday and you fancy volunteering for the first time, any volunteers would be welcome to come and give us a hand to sort the nigh on 30,000 items that we have to try and get out on display for Monday morning.
And the Pre-Love Project's school uniform sale starts next Monday, the 24th, at Halton Road in Barry. So we mentioned there, it's the penultimate weekend before the end of the summer holidays, and Celia has been finding out more about an event taking place in Barry this weekend.
Paintworks is a brand new graffiti and street art festival taking place in Central Park in Barry this weekend, bursting with colour, creativity and culture. Kerry is one of the founders of Hurt So Good, who are leading on the project, and Emma is part of the Barry Neighbourhoods team, and they both join us in the studio now. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. So, Kerry, many people will have heard of Hurt So Good, but for those of us who haven't, can you tell us a bit about yourself and your work to date?
I'm a graffiti artist. Hurt So Good was founded by myself and my dear friend Ian O'Hurley back in 96. We were a graffiti writing crew. But 6 years ago, me and my business partner Kyle, who I rate as one of the best graffiti artists in the world, kind of turned Hurt So Good into a business. So we opened a graffiti shop selling everything graffiti related, and we started doing kids' workshops. Teaching kids how to go with a spray can and just teaching them about the art and the culture. And those workshops did really well, and we've snowballed ever since, really. We're still working with youngsters in and around the Vale. We've worked with thousands. It could be tens of thousands of young individuals since we started.
Okay, so this weekend we've got the Paintworks event in Barry, haven't we? So tell us about the idea behind the event and how it came about.
Paintworks is just something me and Kyle really wanted to get over the line. We've always wanted to do a graffiti festival. We've put on massive graffiti jams in the past, where we've invited like writers from all over the world to come and join us at one time and paint. But we wanted to like up the level now and turn it into like a festival where we can invite writers down to paint and have like the general public there and music and entertainment. And yeah, so, and roll it all into one kind of thing. So, yes, it's been a few years in the making, and we're just buzzing to get over the line at the moment.
Yeah, fabulous. And of course, it's this weekend, isn't it? Right, so Emma, hello. You're involved with this as well, aren't you? So tell us about the plan for neighbourhood support of this event.
I'm the regeneration officer, specifically on the Barry Neighbourhoods programme, which is funded by the UK government's Pride in Place Fund. This was the 20 million that Barry Town was awarded from the UK government, which is a community-led funding. And as a result of that, there's been a board that's been put in place, which is a combination of either people that live in Barry or people that work in Barry, who are responsible for deciding, you know, how the money's best spent or how the funding is best spent. As part of that, there's been action groups. So these are local residents that have got together, covering specific areas, really. And Vibrant Barry came up with a really great idea to hold a, you know, some kind of street art festival, and worked together with Hurt So Good to bring the festival to life, really.
We know that we've got, you've got the setup in the library already, so people can go and see and get a kind of flavour of what's coming up. But on site, what can people expect from Paintworks? How do they get involved with this event now on Saturday?
Well, we've got the very, very best street art and graffiti artist from all over the country. We've got the best musical talent, as in like street culture. We've got the very best music, DJs, rappers, dancers. So that whole like hip hop element of like the graffiti, the DJ and the MCing and the dancing, we'll have the very best from all over the country coming to Barry on the weekend. Plus food and drink.
Families are welcome. You know, all ages, there's no age limit.
No.
And there's been a competition for people to get involved in as well, where they, if they tag their name or create their name on an A4 piece of paper, there's going to be a competition held. Mm-hmm. And the winners get to have a full-on day with Kyle and Kerry down at their workshop.
Oh, that's an amazing
plus other prizes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do a big prize tracksuit, load of art stuff, art supplies. And then a day recreating the winning piece with me and Kyle on a wall somewhere then.
Yeah.
Oh, so
that's really good, isn't it? That's like masterclass, isn't it? That sounds so exciting.
Yeah.
And also, we've got a very, very special guest, or one of the leading artists in the world, who's flown in from America. I'm going to save it as a special surprise. But this is like the equivalent of like us bringing like Ronaldo in the football world to Barry.
Wow.
And the special thing about this guy is he's got Welsh roots.
Yeah.
So we're bringing him to Barry and he's going to paint, and it's going to be...
What a teaser, eh?
It's going to be something.
Right, okay.
Very, very special.
Yeah, so that sounds amazing. So Emma, you've had a lot of support too from local businesses as well, who are promoting the event. What have they helped you with?
Yeah, so I've done a lot of engagement with the traders in Halton Road, and so several of those have got involved and want to support the event. So they're, you know, giving different percentages off or special discounts for anybody that visits their shop with a Paintworks stamp, because anybody going into the festival is just going to have a stamp on their hand. So they can just go and visit any of the shops that have been mentioned on social media. If you want me to mention them, I can. Yeah. So we've got Soraya's Cocktail Bar.
Yes.
AJ Subs and AJ Burgers, Fountains Tea Rooms, and Oh My Pasta and Desserts. Yeah. So, they've been involved. And obviously, there's a lot of sponsors that have been helping with the actual event as well. So,
how can people get involved and how can they find out more?
So you can either follow Hurt So Good, their social media on Facebook and on Instagram. There's
Neighbourhoods.
Barry Neighbourhoods Facebook and Instagram page. And you've now got a standalone Paintworks Instagram page.
Yeah.
That's kind of been advertising everything running up to the event.
So you've got to get a ticket, but the tickets are free.
Yeah.
There's a link on the Hurt So Good Facebook for that and the Instagram. And yeah, it's going to be, so everybody gets, so there's going to be a chance for everybody to do at least one little bit of graffiti. So even if it's just a tag and you're 99 years of age, you can come down and do a tag at Paintworks.
I could bring my mum, she's 87.
Yeah.
And the Paintworks Graffiti and Street Art Festival takes place in Central Park in Barrie on the 22nd and 23rd of August. Search for Hurt So Good or Barrie Neighbourhoods online to find out more. Time now to have a look at what's going on across the next week in the Vale of Glamorgan. Here's the latest with Dav.
On Thursday, Vale Plus is hosting its summer fair at 118 High Street in Barrie. Entry is free, with the event including a range of craft stalls, games, a plant sale and more. Following on from GCSE and A-level results, a Discover Your Next Step event is taking place at The Pod under Golau Caredig on Broad Street on Friday. It'll offer an opportunity to explore a wide range of education, training, employment and apprenticeship and support opportunities for you taking the next step, with advice and support from 11am to 3pm. On Saturday, Coastlands Family Church is hosting a food bank pilgrimage. It's a 5-mile gentle walk around the old churches, chapels and places of interest, with experts and historians providing insight along the walk. It'll start at 10am, returning back to Coastlands for 1pm. Tickets are £20, which will go towards buying food parcels for people in crisis. Llantrit Major Tennis Club are hosting their 10th anniversary celebration on Saturday, the 22nd of August. The fun starts at 10am with 10 hours of continuous tennis activities, including Family Challenge, Old Rackets, Try the Ball Machine, Beat the Coach, and much more. Also on this weekend, Fonmon Castle's summer events continue with a film weekend featuring Woody and Jessie, Lightning McQueen and more, alongside the usual Fonmon attractions. Entry from 10 till 4 on Saturday and Sunday. More details at fonmoncastle.com. Looking ahead to next week, Pre-Loved Project on Halton Road is hosting an autumn school uniform sale with thousands of pre-loved quality school items available. Tickets are available for the first day, that's Monday the 24th of August, but after then, you can pop in all next week from 10am till 5pm to browse the items available for yourself. And don't forget, if you've got an event on across the Vale, then list it for free at broradio.fm/events.
So you're listening to The Vale This Week from Bro Radio. Now, before we finish, a former member of Barrie Roundtable is now 4 days into a 7-day, 190-mile walk from Billericay to Barrie, raising funds for mental health charity Calm. We caught up with Daniel White a couple of weeks ago on the show, and I caught up with him this morning ahead of day number 4 to tell me a bit about the journey and how it's gone so far.
Yes, it's a challenge in itself. A bit tough going on the legs. Start the game, blisters. I'm trying to mediate that, keeping my feet dry, top and powder, clean the socks. Pushing through, waking up this morning, I didn't want to get up, but I am currently 6 miles into my stint from Didcot to Swindon, aiming for Swindon tonight, and then Swindon to Thornbury, and then on Friday, then Thornbury across the bridge, back into the homeland, and then I've got tablers from Newport Roundtable and Barrie Roundtable joining me along the last two legs. Very happy with that.
And you've already mentioned on social media that support from the Roundtable kind of family, the people who've joined you on the route as well. For anyone who doesn't kind of know about that, explain a little bit about that support you've had from the Roundtable journey and how it's helped you at this point, but also, I guess, through your whole journey.
Yeah, absolutely. So Roundtable is a group of 18 to 45-year-old lads. We gather twice a month. We'd have a load of fun. The byproduct is then we go out and raise money for charity, local causes, not for profits. As an area chairman, because I'm now area 35 when I moved up to Lichfield, I took on the area chairmanship, which allowed me to choose a charity for our area. Campaign Against Living Miserably is one of those. So when I laid out the route, I sort of planned it around what roundtables were going to be along the route, just so I had a support network if needed. And that shone bright yesterday because one of our tablers from Whitney Roundtable near Oxford, he drove an hour down the road to take half of my backpack off of me because I'm walking with a little bit too much weight. And he came down, took a load of stuff off me, boxed it up, and he's currently sending that back home to me.
And you've talked quite openly about your kind of struggle with your mental health and how Roundtable helped you, but also the charity you're raising money for, Calm, have also supported you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I found myself in dire needs in 2016, 2017. And I attempted to take my own life. Ultimately, I found Roundtable, and within 6 weeks, I had gone on a surprise social with them. And I realised there and then, like the mental health benefits of being a member, was astronomical. I still think that we're kind of the original Andy's Men's Club. But we just don't openly turn around and say that we're a mental health club. It's a byproduct. Like I said, we're a social based activities group for men. The byproducts are, you know, we get out in the community, we do a lot of fun. It improves your mental health, it improves your fitness, sets you challenges and goals. It improves your self-worth, but yeah, calm offered me all the help and support that I need to get my mental health back on track. Roundtable will give me all the physical aspects of the friendships and the camaraderie, so I'm forever in debt to both organisations.
And so far, you're 3 days in, but you've raised well over £5,000 as well, which is a huge amount. How can people support and help support you over the final couple of days you head towards Barry?
Just have a look on the socials. So if you search for Roundtable West Midlands, you search with the two rows on the face on the Rondell. All of my updates are going on there because, like I said, it's an area challenge for me. However, if you do need a link, it's www.lichfield, that's LICHFIELD, roundtable, all one word, .co.uk. And there's a link on there as well.
Brilliant. And then you're going to be coming into Barry, hopefully Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, and people can keep an eye on you then?
Yeah, I don't know about Saturday morning. I'm aiming just to get there at the moment. So time-wise, don't really know. I'm aiming for between midday and 4 o'clock. But it all depends on the mileage I can push through now and get forever closer every step I take to step closer to my destination. So,
and whatever time you get in, people see you, won't they? Because you're in bright camo. They won't miss you, will they?
So if I'm not wearing my Calm logo T-shirt or my Calm logo vest, which is orange and yellow, I've got a big Bergen backpack on the back of me. I'll be wearing my bright, luminous Don't Camel Yourself jacket. Don't Camel Yourself is an initiative that was run by Roundtable South Africa. Then we got roundtables all over the world. And the support network that they've been providing for their mental health and well-being is second to none. And they came up with this initiative of having bright, luminous neon colours attached to clothing, which was a conversation starter. And thinking about it in the Skinflint Rally in September, I bought a £1 score to Fabia, and that was also gutted out in bright, luminous camo. And that's going to be down at the finish line waiting for me.
That was Daniel White, who hopes to be back in Barry as he concludes his 190-mile charity walk for Calm this Saturday. And that was The Vale This Week from Bro Radio. As always, if you've got a story to share, get in touch with us via email on news@broradio.fm. You can hear the show on air each Wednesday from 7 p.m.
Bro Radio.
The Vale This Week, where you get your podcast.
2012 flooring, we come to you. And now we've got a showroom in Barry and it's new.
Wonder if they do a free measuring service.
Yes, we do.
And uplift and remove old flooring and move furniture.
We sure do.
So, where are you?
Apiary Enterprise Park, Unit 2. Just off Cardiff Road in Surly View.
Lucky that rhymed.
We're 2012 flooring, for fittings what we do. Visit our new showroom or welcome to you.
Want to know about the health and wellbeing services available to you in your local area and across Wales? Then take a look at Dewis Cymru today. From youth clubs, to walking groups, exercise classes, to help with shopping. Dewis Cymru offers up-to-date links and contacts to local groups, events, support and care services that can help improve your health and well-being. Find out about all the ways Dewis Cymru can help you and your loved ones at dewis.wales today.
Whatever the weather, we're making the most of the summer months here in the Vale of Glamorgan. Come rain or shine, every day at midday, we'll be serving up anthems that'll bring you good vibes and the urge to put those sunglasses on. Summer Anthems on Bro Radio with Cardiff and Vale College. Discover courses starting this September at cabc.ac.uk.
For when the washing basket's piling up and when your suit jacket has had enough, the Laundry Rooms. For eco-friendly, non-chemical cleaning and when you want your best dress gleaming, the Laundry Rooms. For wash, dry, iron and fold, we'll do whatever we're told. With collection and delivery available, you'll find us very capable. The Laundry Rooms Barry, for all your commercial and domestic cleaning needs. No job too big or small. To find out more, give us a call on 01446 740 730.
a Cadillac. A little voice inside my head said, don't look back, you can never look back. Thought I knew what love was, what did I know? Those days are gone forever, I should just let them go. But I can see you, your bright skin shining in the sun. You got the top pulled down, radio on, baby. I can tell you my love for you will still be strong after the poison summer has gone. I can see you, your bright skin shining in the sun. You got the hair slicked back and those wayfarers on.
With Vale Breakfast. Get home with Vale Drive.
Weekdays on Bro Radio.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah, Tim.
Hey, you talked to Mark lately?
I haven't really talked to him, but he looks pretty down.
He looks pretty down. Yeah, well, maybe we should cheer him up then.
What do you suppose we should do?
Well, does he like butter tarts?
I was lying on the grass a Sunday morning of last week, indulging in my self-defeat. My mind was thugged on lacy bugs, all twisted wrong beat. Uncomfortable on 3 feet deep. Now the fuzz is there from not being there, the confusing morning week. You would have done. So I missed a million miles of fun. I know it's up for me.
If you still want sunshine,
making sure I'm not in too deep.
If you still want sunshine,
keep me bursting on my feet.
If you still want sunshine,
Chip, come here, come here, come here.
Look at her.
I know.
Man, I've never seen Sharon look so bad before.
I did once before, but this is pretty bad.
Yeah, what do you think she got up to last night? Sharon! I love you!
I was flying on the bench, sliding in the park across the street. L-A-T-E-R, that week. My sticky paws were in the maker's jaws, and I think that's the ripping treats.
I know it's up for me.
If you still want sunshine,
smart speaker
and the Bro Radio app.
This is Bro Radio.